If Washington State University's president gets his way, Eastern Washington is going to get a new medical school. WSU and the University of Washington were working together to expand a medical school in Spokane until WSU decided to go it alone. There were some hard feelings, but both schools have since signed a memorandum of understanding and dissolved their partnership. President of WSU, Elson Floyd, spoke with Marcy Silman and told her that there are four compelling reasons why Washington State University needs to seriously engage in medical education.
First, whether one likes it or not, the Affordable Care Act is here. And we need to do all that we possibly can to provide more primary care docs, because under the Affordable Care Act, or what the public refers to as Obamacare, that is the entryway point, that is primary care physicians. Secondly, we're getting older, and it's requiring a different delivery of health care and services than we've ever experienced before. Thirdly, the retirement of primary care docs is happening very rapidly and will continue to happen in the years to come. And then the fourth, very compelling reason, is just simply the distance that's required in some of our communities to visit with a primary care doc. It may take 30 or 40 miles for someone to even get into the door of a primary care doc. We need to do better. And so it's not about Washington State University or the University of Washington in the context of medical education. It's about what Washingtonians deserve and need in the context of high-quality health care and access.
The University of Washington expressed great disappointment when you announced that you were going to go ahead with your regents voting on a proposal to explore the option of building Washington State University Medical School. In fact, some people have called this the Apple Cup of medical schools. What does your decision to explore this option on your own mean for the relationship between the two schools, two big universities in the state?
The truth of the matter is that we have a great relationship institutionally with the University of Washington. It's not about the two institutions. There are only 120 Washington residents who are admitted in any entering freshman class at the University of Washington. There are some 350 qualified individuals, and the delta between those who admitted and those who are qualified, those students have to go someplace else. If we're able to keep these docs within our state, it not only adds to the economic growth and vitality, but it builds our communities.
University of Washington Medical School announced that it would begin to admit, if qualified, undocumented residents into the freshman class or the first year class of medical students. We've seen also at the state level increasing widening of opportunities for children of undocumented immigrants in the state. If Washington State University succeeds and builds that medical school, would you admit undocumented immigrant children or undocumented immigrant residents to that school?
We will admit those individuals who are qualified and, in our judgment, would benefit from a medical education. And so, yes, we would be deeply, deeply committed to making sure that we admit and ultimately graduate those individuals who qualify for the pursuit of a medical education.
President Floyd, you have talked a lot about what a medical school can bring to the residents of Washington, of rural Washington State. What does WSU stand to gain by opening a medical school?
As a state's land-grant institution, we have an obligation to make sure that we are meeting the needs of Washingtonians first and foremost. We are obliged to make sure that we improve the quality of life. And one of the most compelling, one of the most vexing issues is access to primary care physicians. I am deeply, deeply committed to making sure that we do everything that we possibly can for Washingtonians first and foremost.
I know your Board of Regents has given the green light to the exploration of construction and opening of a medical school. That is not like, let's go do it, yay. So if all the green lights stay green as you cruise down this highway, when might Spokane see a Washington State University School of Medicine?
Well, first of all, most of the capital costs have already been assumed by the institution and by the state. The model for WSU will be a different model. We call it a community-based medical delivery system. The clinical experience that will occur in years 3 and 4 and the residencies that will then happen will be in the communities in which we serve. Yakima, Wenatchee, obviously Spokane, Tri-Cities, Vancouver, Everett, to make sure that we are utilizing the asset base with the hospitals. And so that is a cost that the state would not have to bear in the model that Washington State University would put forth.
So when would this medical school open?
Well, we have a number of steps ahead of us. The first step will occur during this upcoming legislative session, in which we would ask the legislature to endorse another publicly supported school of medicine in our state. If we're able to do that, within about 4 years from now, we would then be able to admit our first class. We still have quite a bit of work to do, of course, but we will begin the credentialing, the accreditation process immediately, as soon as we conclude our legislative engagement.
Dr. Floyd, we have talked about money, a med school. I can see where your work is cut out, but what's the fun part of your job?
It's all fun. Every day that I'm on campus and I see my students there and thank them for choosing Washington State University, it's a great joy. Everything about my job is just absolutely fascinating, and I am very fortunate to serve as president of Washington State University.
Elson Floyd, where every day is a fun day when you're president of Washington State University. He spoke to Marcy Silman. It's The Record on KUOW.